Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. When we discuss the home as God would have it to be, we necessarily must put a lot of emphasis upon the rearing of children and how to treat children. And we're going to discuss some things about the home today with respect to the children. Now, we've been spending a number of programs talking about the home, and today we want to talk about what young people deserve. Now, they do deserve some things, and there are some things that they might think they deserve that they really do not. So we want to talk about this, and we want to do our responsibility toward our children and be sure that we do give them what they deserve. You know, people do talk a lot about underprivileged young people. Well, does such a thing really exist? Well, the answer to that is most certainly yes. But many are not underprivileged in the way that many people think they're underprivileged when they talk about what they consider to be underprivileged children. I think usually people mean that some young people are lacking the material things of life. They grow up in poverty, or maybe they have an inadequate educational opportunity. They consider them to be underprivileged when that is the case. And sadly, this is too often the truth with both young people, but sometimes older people as well. But often the young are victims of circumstances over which they have no control, and sometimes situations which their parents can completely control. With many who are older, their difficult circumstances are sometimes self-imposed, but not always. Sometimes young people bring problems upon themselves that they ought not, but oftentimes they're in circumstances that they should not ever have to exist and have to endure. Now, there are many materially underprivileged children. That's true. It is said that that is the cause of what we call juvenile delinquency. Well, it is true that many poor children get into trouble. But, friend, it's not because they are poor. Now, the reason I know that is because there are many young people who are growing up in poverty and who are poor, and they don't get into trouble. They're not stealing. They're not fighting. They're not committing adultery. They're not burning buildings. And on the other hand, there are some young people who are reared in the lap of luxury, and they get into all kinds of trouble. So the factor causing what we call juvenile delinquency, it must be something other than material wealth or the lack of it. Now, there are those things that young people deserve, things that they ought to have, things that the older generation owes to them and should provide for them. Too often we hear people clamoring, "I want my rights. I want what's coming to me." And many young people are heard saying this sort of thing. Well, that might sound fair, but if the truth were known, what people sometimes deserve, that's not what they really want. We hear much about the so-called generation gap. That is how the older generation has failed the oncoming generation, and there's a great strife between the generations. And again, in many instances, there is seemingly a great gap between the thinking of the young and the thinking of the older. But it is not true with everyone. It's not true, really, I suppose, with most. There's no generation gap. But there are those who would like to destroy the work of parents. They want to create a generation gap. They want to exploit that generation gap so that they can become the leaders of the young people instead of the God-given parents of the young people. Now, generations have often looked at things from a different point of view, haven't they? That would be expected. But generations have always learned to live happily together when both follow the way of the Lord. And possibly this generation gap does exist with many because young people have not received what they deserve, or they don't want what they deserve. Too many are overprivileged in matters that don't matter, and they're underprivileged in the matters that really do matter. Now, what is undeserved? A lot of young people expect things that they don't have a right to. Let's consider some things that young people do not deserve. They don't have a right to expect them to be handed to them. Now, we're talking about what young people deserve, and we're going at it from a negative point of view just here. Some things that they do not deserve that sometimes some older as well as the younger seem to think they deserve. Friend, the world does not owe young people a living. Now, they owe the care while they're young and while they're dependent. But the world doesn't owe them a living all of their life. There comes a time that they must be responsible for themselves. They must learn to go to work. Work is a four-letter word that many young people think only applies to somebody else. The Apostle Paul taught work. Jesus worked. The Heavenly Father works. Friend, work is not a curse. It's not even a part of a curse. It is the cure to many ills, and it is a blessing. The Bible principle is no work, no eat. That's a principle that the Apostle Paul, by inspiration, taught. It probably ought to be applied more than it is. And the world doesn't owe anybody pleasure or luxury or ease or freedom from problems or freedom from being responsible. The world owes nobody success. You know, success depends upon the person as much as any other factor. Success depends upon 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. That's what makes success. Now, the world doesn't owe anybody freedom and escape from the consequences of their decisions and from their behavior. We reap what we sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow to the flesh, you'll reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life everlasting. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. So we reap what we sow. And to the young, Solomon wrote, "But know thou that for all these things God will bring you into judgment." Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 9. Yes, we're responsible for what we do, and we reap what we sow. We're accountable for our conduct. Young people have to be taught they're accountable for their conduct. Now, too many are crying that it is the fault of society for whatever happens to them. If something goes wrong, it's not my fault, it's somebody else. They never assume the responsibility for their own deeds. Well, friend, this is foolishness gone to seed. Nobody makes a person act like the devil. They do that because they choose to act like the devil. Nobody first forces another to behave worse than animals. They choose to behave like animals. People are responsible, and they have no right to be immune from the consequences of their behavior. And the world does not owe anybody happiness. That great blessing comes from within, when one conforms to the will of God. It's not created by environment. Environment has a part in how we feel about things, to be sure. But one can have that inward blessedness regardless of his environment. No person can ever deserve heaven, to be sure. We can't earn it. We can't merit it. We don't deserve it. We can't erase one single sin by ourselves. Sinners deserve their condemnation. That's the wisdom of God. Now, please note that the Declaration of Independence declares a truth that the Bible teaches. There are certain inalienable rights a person has, and why does he have those? That's because he's a human being. That's because he has been created in the spiritual image of God. That's because there is worth to the individual. There are some things that God expects every individual to have. They are ordained of God. And when these inalienable rights are violated, the abuser should be punished and restrained. Now, just what all these rights might include, there might be some disagreement. But we do not have the right to deprive others of their rights in order to obtain ours. No man has a right to mistreat his neighbor. And young people need to be taught. They are human beings. They have worth before God. They have worth, should have worth, before their parents. And certainly they have worth for themselves. And when a person realizes that this life is not all that there is to his existence, he will live this life and pass into another realm, and that other realm will last for eternity. Young people deserve being taught that, and they don't deserve to be cared for all of this life. They don't deserve to be immune from the consequences of their choices. They have to realize that they are responsible people. They have certain rights, to be sure. But there is something that a lot of people don't seem like to do understand. That along with rights, there also comes responsibility. And we must teach our young that so that they will not expect things that they do not deserve. Well, we talk about the home. It's in the home where these things are taught and where the young come to know the difference between right and wrong. Focusing upon the things that they don't deserve, even though they might think they do, there are those things that they do deserve, and those who are parents must provide those things for them. It's unfortunate that many fathers and many mothers are simply sinning against their children by not giving them the kind of home that those children deserve. It is despicable how that many a man has produced a child, but he's walked off and left the caring of that child totally to the mother. He doesn't assume any responsibility whatsoever. Well, that individual is one of the most low-life living among us in society. And that poor child, that's unfortunate to have a father of that nature. Now, friend, what do young people deserve? Well, they deserve proper instruction. They deserve training, and they deserve discipline that's administered with love and interest in the child. We're going to talk more specifically about what young people deserve in our next program. We hope these things will arouse your concern about your own home or you providing for the young what they deserve. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.